California just set up a system that's catching thousands of drivers every single day. Speed cameras are now live across the state, automatically ticketing anyone going over 11 miles per hour over the limit. San Francisco alone saw a 72% drop in speeding at camera locations, but privacy groups are calling it mass surveillance. In this video, I will cover the backlash against these cameras and why you should care even if you don't live in California. In October of 2023, Governor Newsom signed the Assembly Bill 645 into law, launching California's first ever automated speed camera program. Seven cities got the green light to install these cameras: San Francisco, Oakland, Los Angeles, Long Beach, San Jose, Glendale, and Malibu. This is a five-year pilot program, meaning California is testing whether this tech actually saves lives or if it just creates problems. Last month, San Francisco and Oakland finalized setting up the cameras and started issuing tickets. The other five cities are still setting things up, with LA expected to flip the switch later this year. And here's why this matters even if you don't live in California. California is the testing ground. When California tries something new with traffic enforcement, other states are watching carefully. If California's pilot works, expect your state to consider it next. It's basically a preview of what could be coming down your streets in the next few years. And if you ever drive through California, whether you're visiting, on a road trip, or traveling for work, these cameras will ticket you just like anyone else. The ticket will follow your license plate back to whatever state you're from. Here's how these cameras catch you. Radar detects your speed, and if you're going 11 miles per hour or more over the limit, a camera snaps a photo of your rear license plate. It then looks up your plate in the DMV database and mails a ticket to whoever owns the vehicle. The fine depends on how fast you were going. Going 11 to 15 over, that's $50. 16 to 25 over, $100. 28 to 99 over, $200. And if you're doing 100 miles an hour over, you're looking at a $500 fine. But here's the thing. These tickets don't add points to your license because the cameras can't prove who was actually driving. Low-income drivers can get their fines cut in half, and people on public benefits like CalFresh and Medi-Cal can get an 80% reduction. So that $100 ticket could drop down to $20 if you qualify. These cameras also aren't going up everywhere. The law limits where cities can put them. They include high-injury streets where crashes happen most often, school zones, and areas with repeat street racing, construction zones, and busy spots near senior centers or parks. San Francisco installed all 33 of its cameras by this past June. LA has the most with 125 total cameras, but they're not all up yet. Every new camera location has to come with a 60-day warning period where you get just a notice and not a fine. After these 60 days, the tickets start rolling in. San Francisco's data is pretty wild. After 6 months, they measured speeding at 15 locations and found a 72% drop on average. Some streets even saw bigger changes. Fulton Street had a 63% decrease in speeding, Genova Avenue dropped 45%, and Bayshore Boulevard went down 40%. Average speeds dropped by 4 miles per hour across the board, and more than 70% of drivers who got warnings never got a second ticket. And then two-thirds of people who did get fined didn't reoffend. So yes, the cameras seem to work for slowing people down, but that's not the whole story. Privacy advocates absolutely hate this program. Human Rights Watch came out swinging against AB 645, saying it creates an unproven surveillance infrastructure that will hit Black, Latino, and low-income communities the hardest. They pointed to Chicago, where speed cameras ticketed people in majority Black and Latino neighborhoods at twice the rate of white neighborhoods between 2015 and 2019. The Electronic Frontier Foundation and ACLU also opposed the bill, warning about government intrusion and data misuse. Even with the privacy protections in the law, like deleting photos within 5 days if there's no violation and banning facial recognition, critics say that this is still a step towards more surveillance. Then there's the equity issue. Yeah, fines can be reduced for low-income drivers, but even a $10 ticket can hurt you if you're just getting by. And if cameras get placed more often in poor neighborhoods or communities of color, that's just recreating the same problems traditional policing already has. Some people also worry about the revenue angle. The law says all the money has to go towards covering program costs first, then into traffic calming projects like raised crosswalks and bike lanes. But critics say cities might start relying on the ticket money, shifting the focus from safety to profit. And here's something most people don't think about. If your address isn't updated in the DMV, you'll never get the ticket in the mail. By the time you find out, you could be dealing with late fees or even a suspended license. This is a five-year pilot, so California is still collecting data to decide whether it makes sense to keep it permanent, expand it to more cities, or kill it. The state legislature will review everything by January of 2032, and there's already a push to expand cameras to highway construction zones to protect workers. And if the pilot shows solid results, other California cities companies could get the option to install their own cameras down the line. But the bigger picture, if California's program succeeds, expect a wave of similar bills across the country. State legislatures in places without speed cameras are already watching closely. The privacy concerns, the equity issues, the revenue question, those debates are going to play out in state capitals nationwide over the next few years. What California decides in 2032 could shape traffic enforcement policy from coast to coast. So where are we at? California speed cameras are working, at least when it comes to getting people to slow down. But whether they're worth the privacy trade-offs and equity concerns, that's still up for debate. Please subscribe and let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Thank you.